Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness. In today's episode, I'm going to be calling Change is Coming and Change is Good. Now, you know, change happens all the time, and it's going to happen. But so many times, we don't necessarily see change as a good thing, especially when it's something that's out of our control, something that, you know, we didn't instigate or initiate. Then sometimes those kinds of changes can take us by surprise and we may not consider them to be good initially. But most change will bring about growth. But I'll tell you, looking back over the last few months, and if you're listening to this when I first publish it, which is in August of 2020, we are still in this pandemic mode of COVID-19. And change happened immediately. Back in March, it seemed like it was overnight that everything just shut down. We were plunged into change. And so what I want to share today are what your options are. When change happens, what are your options? And then how this can pertain to health gain by weight loss. I'm going to share that with you as well. But let's start with a couple of quotes. One of them I don't have the reference to, but it's the only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Alan Watts, maybe? I'll have to look. I don't have it written here. I don't have it referenced. I think it may have been Alan Watts. The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance. Another quote that I have is John Maxwell, and it says, he says, "We cannot become what we need by remaining what we are." Isn't that the truth? You know, we have experienced a lot of changes in 2020. With those changes, we have choices. Anytime there's a change that happens, a change that comes up in your life, you have a choice. You can embrace it or you can resist it. You can do something with it or you can just ignore it. But what happens in those instances will affect your future. Let me give you a couple of examples. I was recently talking with my hairdresser. I went and finally got my hair done after 6 months. And she asked me how my fitness classes were going. And I said, you know, they're going great, but I'm doing virtual classes. And who would have thought even 6 months ago that I would be doing virtual classes today? I didn't. I never would have imagined that. And I told her that, you know, we've had great turnout. We've had people that have been very consistent and have stayed healthy because they're working out, even though it's virtual. And that I've, you know, really had to come out of the box to make that happen. It took me about 3 weeks to get it going. But once it started going, it's been great. And she said, you know, that's wonderful because my son, he's in karate. And when this happened, his instructor just stopped having classes. Nothing. Didn't refer them anywhere. Didn't try to do outside. Didn't try to go virtual. Just nothing. All of a sudden, this little boy who had been spent many times with his friends and this community that was built doing something that he enjoyed and loved just suddenly stopped without any plans of doing anything more with it. And she said, yeah, there are things he could have done, even like you said, with virtual. She goes, I'm so glad to hear how you did something with it. And, you know, we were talking about it and I said, it seems like that is what has happened during this pandemic. People will either become creative and come out of the box to do things that are out of the ordinary, things that they might not have even thought about before, or they do nothing. They just sit and do nothing. And, you know, with these changes that we've experienced in the past, the same thing can be said for changes that come in the future. Things change all the time. I mean, we change in age. We can't control that. Jobs change. Our children change. Our hair changes. Speaking of hairdresser, our hairs change. But with change comes growth. To resist change or to argue it, to get angry or upset, all it does is cause us to stay stagnant or even worse, it stunts our growth. So you see, change isn't bad, it's just different. Is it always comfortable? No. But if we use it to grow, if we use it to mature, and if our attitude about it is to look for the good, then we become better as a result of that change. So again, you know, we have choices. When change comes, will we embrace it or will we resist it? And that is a question we can only answer for ourselves. Now, when it comes to changing for health gain by weight loss, if you have a change that needs to happen, again, you have a choice. You can either embrace it, grow with it, mature with it, do something with the change, make a change, or you can stay exactly where you are. Just like what John Maxwell said, we cannot become what we need by remaining what we are. If you need to gain health, if you need to lose weight, you cannot meet those needs unless you are willing to make changes. And so I want to encourage you today to ask yourself, are there changes that I need to make, and am I willing to do those things to make it happen? And when change comes, embrace it. Grow with it, learn from it, better yourself as a result of it. Isaiah 43:18-19 says this, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." That's the Lord's promise for you where change is concerned. Don't remember the former things. Don't consider the things of old. He's going to do a new thing that will spring forth in you. Do you know it? Believe it. It says that he will even make a road in the wilderness. Think about that. The wilderness. There are no roads. He'll make a road there, and he will even put a river. He will even put a river in the desert for you. So when change comes, grasp it, embrace it, grow with it. As I mentioned earlier, one of the changes that have come for me this year that I never anticipated was holding virtual fitness classes. But you know what? Part of the beauty of doing that, was it easy to start? No, it wasn't. I didn't know what I was doing. I did a lot of tweaking and changing as I went along. But it's become a beautiful thing. And one of the most beautiful things is that I'm able to help people, even who cannot get out or don't want to get out, don't feel comfortable coming to a live class. And for those that live a distance from me, can attend classes and better their health as a result. So I'm sharing this with you now because I plan, even once we go back to live classes, I plan to continue holding at least two or three virtually a week. And that may be of benefit to you. If you are interested in taking a virtual fitness class, contact me and let me know. You can reach me through my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number forthewilling.com. I'm going to be adding some additional information to that website in the near future about the fitness classes. But for now, just go to the contact page, contact me and tell me that you are interested in the fitness classes, and I can get you the connections, I can get you the information on the prices. Your first class to try is always free to see if you like it. And if you do, then you could become a virtual class member just like everybody else is in our group, in our family. We call ourselves a fitness family because it really is a fitness family. I'll leave you with this today. One more time, embrace change, grow with it, allow it to transform you. If it's a change that comes from the Lord, that's exactly what it will do, and you'll have peace. And as always, remember that you can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.